Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am your host, Dr. Vincent Medici. Merry Christmas. This is the Christmas show. I don't need to tell you that. I do need to tell you I was in the water this morning at 6:30. The swell is in. Any surfer knows that. The fog was also in. What an out-of-body experience to be in the ocean alone. No one's even on the beach. No wetsuit. Just my blood. My blood interfacing with the electrolytic solution, the sodium chloride of the ocean, the salt. In the fog, with waves rising up rapidly, thus the swell is in. That is a religious experience. I wish all of you to have a religious experience. That's why we have holidays. We have holidays to celebrate the mysteries that we've been given to discover. Here's a mystery. Christmas. I'm not going to talk about Christ today. That wasn't the purpose of the show. I want to talk about somebody else deeply connected to Christmas. Santa Claus. That's right. Santa Claus. You remember? It's that time of year. There's a Christmas tree, there's ornaments, and there's mystery. There's mystery. Kids are happy because there's mystery. Adults are miserable when they're miserable because there's no mystery. Life for a kid is not boring. It's filled with mystery. If you watch kids go off and do the kid thing, what are kids doing? Kids are doing it the way it's supposed to be done. Salinger wasn't wrong, Catcher in the Rye. The mystery schools are not wrong. And Christmas is about the most mystery-filled experience we have each year. Now, you guys in the Southland who think 60 degrees is cold. I was talking to a surfer the other day. He'd never go in the water in the winter without his wetsuit. Wow. I remember the old Italians going into the water at Coney Island when I was a little kid. They were half naked, and it was 30 degrees, 20 degrees out, and they went in the water. Winter in the Northeast is filled with snow and wind and Christmas trees and Christmas ornaments, and they tell you as a little kid that Saint Nick, Santa Claus, is going to come down that chimney, and he's going to give you your gifts. And he's been watching whether you're naughty or nice. And that's what we grow up on. They lied to us. They really did lie to us. And this is the purpose of the show today, to point out that once again we've been lied to. We've been lied to in a terrible, terrible way. And the lie begins when they tell us there is no Santa Claus. Yeah, you heard me right. The lie begins when they tell us there is no Santa Claus. The lie begins when they tell us that whether we're naughty or nice, that whether we're naughty or nice has an influence on whether we get what we want. And he who symbolizes this in the Western Christian modernistic tradition, right? There was no Saint Nick at one point. Saint Nick was the solstice. December 27th is the solstice. There's a reason Jesus came to us around then. It's the birth of the year. After the 22nd, the days start getting longer. It's the beginning. It's the birth. We celebrate the birth of our Lord, who came to us to tell us that if we train in his image, we can get what we're supposed to get. And so we created Saint Nick. And all little kids wait for Saint Nick. And that's where they lie to us. There really is a Santa Claus. There really is a way to get what you want. Now, why this is so relevant to me as a doctor is sick people didn't get what they want. If you're sick, you didn't get what you want. If you have chronic symptomology, you didn't get what you want. I'm not talking about a muscle cramp and a bad period and a little bit of back pain that goes away. I'm talking about you guys out there that haven't seen the light of day in 10 to 20 years. There's enough of you around. You get to work, you sit in your car, you roll out, you roll to the office, you roll back home. You pay your bills barely, but your creative force has been punked. You're out. You. I'm talking to you. Yes, you. You've had your creative fire put out. You didn't get what you want. And that's because they lied to us. They did. It's a big mistake to take Saint Nick away. It's a big mistake to say there is no Santa Claus. How treacherous and deep the lie goes, right? The fix is in, my friends. The scam is deeper than you know. Look at the paradox. The lie was supposed to be that Santa Claus really doesn't exist. The lie is the opposite. The lie is that they tell us he doesn't, and he really does. You can get what you want. If you're sick, you didn't get what you want. Because there's things in you, there's pieces of your flesh inside you that aren't working. There's a system that science should accord. You want to learn this at Kaiser Permanente. You want to learn this from your medical doctors. You ought to learn this in grammar school. And you ought to learn that each year you celebrate it because Saint Nick comes down the chimney, and if you've been nice rather than naughty, you'll get what you asked for. So, let me go on record. I believe in Santa Claus. And I will never support it otherwise. There will always be a Santa Claus. Now, some of you, you atheists, you men of science, you rational people, may think this is all bunko. What does this have to do with your rheumatoid arthritis and your cancer? What does this have to do with your chronic symptomology, your deep emotional pain? It has everything to do with it. The life of Christ is a teaching. It's a teaching that's supposed to get you what you want. It's a guidance. Because you have to have guidance to make choice. To get what you want, you have to make a choice. You want a better job, you have to make a choice. You want a different career, you have to make a choice. You want a better relationship, you have to make a choice. Life is filled with choices. The birth of Christ is the beginning of the difference in the choice that you make each and every day. And to follow Christ is to say, I, as a Christian, look to him as a role model. And that brings up a lot of stuff. But the icing on the cake, in a sense, in a tongue-in-cheek sense, is Saint Nick. Because that's payoff time. You made the right choices. You did the right thing. You expanded in the direction you're supposed to expand. You liberated your creative force. And now you're going to get the payoff. You're going to get on the Christmas tree, in your stocking, what you asked for. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? So here's the thing. You have to consider dissection. Dissection of the human body. So let's take a leap then. You have to consider neuroanatomy. You have to consider these pieces of yourself. You have to consider that the biochemical model is already dead. You have to consider that the ripoff, the auxiliary lie, revolves around the fact that you have been reduced to a bag of chemicals. The pharmaceutical industries reduce you to a bag of chemicals. Your medical doctors reduce you to a bag of chemicals. And they've decided that with grants from the NIH and profit margins from pharmaceutical hedge funds, that a bunch of brainiacs can go into a room, reducing you to a bag of chemicals and solving your problems with those chemicals, everything from Prozac to blood pressure meds. You are being lied to. Because that's the equivalent of saying there is no Santa Claus. You see? Takes the mystery out of it, doesn't it? To say that in an electrolytic solution, in a solution of ions, sodium and chloride, that create a whole current in the solvent, that being water, that to put your naked body in that water, it's supposedly delusional to suggest that in that current, your cells will self-correct. The organism will find health by connecting itself to the powerful forces that the divine placed in nature. That's superfluous. Rather than indulge that, rather than grant money to those accords, those perceptions, we send money to a bunch of guys that come out of good schools that sit in a room reducing you to a bag of chemicals and popping out the year's latest drug. If that is not the devil, I do not know what the devil is. You go out and you get your Christmas tree today. You go to Rogers Gardens or wherever you go, you get the ornaments, you put that tree up, you let it look beautiful. And on the night of December 24th, you ask Saint Nick to come to you so that you'll wake up Tuesday morning with what you want in your stocking. And if you don't see it on Tuesday morning, I have a piece of advice for you. Work harder. Okay? Don't feel sorry for yourself like the socialists. Don't give it up to the government like the communists. Be an American. Be an American. Work harder. Because the next Christmas, it'll be in your stocking. So you know what health is? Health is a discussion of how to work more efficiently. How do you work more efficiently? This is where they've lied to us. If you do not push the edge, if you don't live on the razor's edge of mystery, if you don't demand it, if you don't expand into your edge, you will be without mystery and you cannot have that gift in your Christmas stocking. Work means to work yourself on the edge. You swallowed half a cup of olive oil. You felt a little funny. And poof, out into the toilet came things you've never seen before that smelled like stuff you've never smelled before. And you just happened to note that your neck got a little bit looser. You finally had the guts to get up in the morning before the sun even got up. You drove somewhere clean, and you let the water touch your feet, and then your knee, and then your thigh. And it was cold and windy and raining. But something created the God experience. Nature filled your blood. And you traversed your edge that day. You went into the water real early and it was cold. And when you came out, you felt alive. Again, your edge. You ran the extra mile. You stretched deeply enough to find your center. You fasted a day and then pushed it to a second day. You overcame your hunger. You resolved. You finally did what you needed to do to resolve the thing that's been a monkey on your back your entire life. Your daddy didn't love you. Your mommy abandoned you. Your mommy didn't want you. Your husband cheated on you. Your wife cheated on you. Your kids don't love you. You never did what you wanted to do in your life because you weren't good enough. It's been a thorn in your side since you were little. Your father told your mother that your sister was prettier than you. That you weren't as smart as your sister. And you were the man in the family. There's a million reasons to sit there and sob. And they've been in your side, a thorn in your side. And you came to terms with it. And it doesn't bother you anymore. You found yourself. That's your edge. This is where healing is. And what it does is it ignites parts inside you. The hypothalamus, the pituitary, the pineal, the dural tissue, the cerebral spinal fluid. Let me ask you, how many people can visualize the pineal gland between the superior colliculi? How many people can do that right now? How many people understand the pineal, the pituitary, the hypothalamus? Can you picture the autonomic nerves running up into these centers? Do you understand that when you taste something and something inside you, when you taste it, tells you to taste more of it or put it away and taste less of it? Do you understand you're not a bag of chemicals? Chemicals are pawns. King and queen are up between your ears. Can you visualize your cranial bones? Can you feel the difference in your being when you're in the water or when you're in the nature? Are you participating in exercise each day such that you can feel that rush of endorphin? You want a show about health? I give you a show about health. You want to talk nonsense and fill yourself with a bunch of lies? There's lots of that around. I don't do a show like this with any other intention than giving you a true insight. I can't do it any other way. Believe me, there are times in my life I wish I could talk otherwise. It's much easier. But failing to do it like this would be to fail to give you an opportunity to succeed. And that's the most exciting thing there is, when you see someone succeed. Specific to me, when I see a person who has lived in pain, physical, psychological, break the pattern, and you really see what the body is engineered to do. I don't know anything more exciting than that moment. But I do know you have to have a deep abiding practice of mystery. You have to feel mystery. You have to feel that each day Saint Nick is coming down the chimney, and just when you didn't look, he put a little bit more of something in your stocking. I'm not being poetic. I'm being literal. do you live in mystery? What do you do each day in your health practice that brings you a sense of awe? Awe. Awe is mystery. That's what awe means. A-W-E. Good word for Scrabble. That W is very useful in Scrabble. A-W-E, awe, mystery. Awe means mystery. Christmas is mysterious for children. What is Christmas for you? A time to be haunted by your relatives? A time to spend more money than you have on gifts that your kids are going to throw away in a week or two because they got bored already? Because there was no mystery in it. Is Christmas a bunch of lines at the mall? Is Christmas getting fat and gaining weight? Eating overcooked turkey? What is Christmas? Is Christmas a time to be lonely and lament the fact that you have no friends? No. Christmas is a time to get on it. It's the solstice. It's the beginning. But this thing about mystery, thus my point to you, it gets killed when we find out there's no Santa Claus. And that's the lie. All the science I study, if you knew the amount of science I have immersed myself in over 25 years, you would not be able to stand up for a day or two. If you only knew where this little talk today comes from. If you only knew that we don't have any scientists anymore. They all died in the 1800s and in the early 1900s. We have nothing. We have technicians. No one's even interested in it. You go into your schools, into your college curriculums, no one wants to be a scientist. And if they are scientists, they're shreds of what scientists really are, because to be a scientist is to have all your sense of mystery destroyed. The curriculums do it. The men of science, the true men of science, were not scientists, they were alchemists. And the clergy, and then later on science, succeeded in making people believe that the word alchemy meant the occult. And the occult meant the devil. You see? The end to the lies. It's just eternal lying. When Galileo said that the sun was the center of the solar system, and thus was given a life imprisonment by the Pope, when he said that and claimed to be a devout Catholic, which he was simply pointing out that the Vatican had overstepped its bounds by denying people the truth, something that Galileo was deeply in accord with. But Galileo, Giordano Bruno, Tycho Brahe, they all had deep faith in God. And yet they were scientists. When you mix God and science together, by definition, you are an alchemist. They were never supposed to have been separated. And that's what happened. It got separated. When you listen to Candace Pert tell Bill Moyers the story of how that occurred, that is true history. That's historical record. So we understand the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the pineal, the cerebral spinal fluid, the cranial rhythms. We understand the respiratory system, breath, as things far, far more shallow than they really are. They are gateways to getting what you want in your Christmas stocking. Believe you me, Jesus understood this. Jesus was man and God. What do you think that meant? Whose birth are we celebrating this Tuesday? What did he do? Did he not serve as an example for us? Well, if that's the case, I don't understand why we've been denied Saint Nick. And I don't understand why we've been denied, as many people would support, not many enough, but I don't understand why we've been denied what we're really capable of, what really is in that pineal gland, what it does deliver as it degranulates if it bangs with the right frequency between the colliculi. Why do we sit empty-handed at Christmas? Why do we feel that we're alone? Why are we becoming a bunch of Starbucks clones? Guys, this is going to blow. The economy is going to tank within the next few years. Be glad Trump is our president. He's there for a reason. Be glad, my friends. Our nation is under siege, and so is our Constitution. And it's going to hit the fan shortly. Remember who you are. Remember you are a follower of Christ. Remember you're willing to fight for what you want. And that doesn't mean violent. It means take action. Develop practice. But no matter what you do, an effective practice is going to demand, it's going to demand relationship with pieces of your flesh, brain matter between your ears that have functions that you have to explore. You must, because you will not navigate the current. You will not navigate the perilous current of time without having relationship with pieces of your flesh that can guide you. And that will fill you with mystery each day. Your practice of health should fill you with a sense of mystery and awe each day, without which you're not really going to be a man of God. No, you're not. You're just going to utter the words. They will be empty. In the end, you will not stand to the wind. All right. You have a very Merry Christmas. If this is the first time you listen to the show, this is Straight Talk on Health. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I open my arms to you if you're lost in the labyrinth. If somehow deep inside yourself this has made some sense and you've got a health concern you need a direction with, call and make the appointment. I'm here. If this show makes sense to you, that's the qualifier. This wacky, crazy, wonderful show that you need to understand. If you have a sense of it, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.